Yo, everybody, this is James Hall with the Restoring Heroes Project Car Chronicles. That hero stuff, bro, in the car. Look, I got a whole lot to say in a little bit of time. I'm on the way home from the J-O-B, and there's some things I want to talk about. So, if you haven't known, or if you don't know the information I'm about to tell you, it's okay. But there's going to be a bisexual Superman. Yep. A bisexual Superman. And it's not Superman proper. It's not Clark Kent, right? It's Jonathan Kent. So it's a bisexual Superboy. So it's bothering me. The reason why this bothers me, you might say, James, why? What's the big deal? He's just gay. He's just a little gay. Look, the reason why this is bothering me is because the world likes doing this. So there's to be an already established character, and it is take it and flip it. So James Bond, it was already established character. But I think they're trying to make a female James Bond. A female black, probably lesbian, James Bond. Or Indiana Jones, you know. I think they're trying to make a female Indiana Jones. But it's already an established character with 20 years or so worth of lore. And actually in the 80s, so more than that. Worth of lore and books, and kind of the same thing they did with Star Wars, where they kind of knocked down Luke Skywalker but made Rey the super awesome mega babe or whatever. And it's bothering me because the world does that, right? And it's really retarded. That's all I want to say. It's dumb, it's stupid, and it's retarded. So the gay Superman is going to take on real life problems like climate change. And not only climate change, he's going to take on protest and social justice and never mind there's criminals doing real crimes and there's terrorism, but no. He is going to take on social justice while kissing on a boy's mouth with pink hair. Look it up. Look it up on Google. Jonathan Kent is kissing on a boy with pink hair. A effeminate boy. So they took Truth, Justice, and American Way, Superman, that's supposed to be the epitome of not holiness. Let me say goodness. And like a boy, a super duper Boy Scout, right? And he took his son and made him part of the LGBTQRSTUV community. For what reason? I do not know. And not only is that happening, right? Dean Cain, the guy who played Superman in Lois and Clark, has something to say about it. Let me go to my show notes right fast. But Dean Cain has something to say about it. And it was like some stuff like, he said, it's not brave anymore for you to be gay. Like, Robin came out as bisexual. Like, now Superboy is coming out as bisexual. It's not brave anymore. And he kind of says what would be brave is if he was standing up for gay rights or whatever that may be. And the people in Iran who gets thrown off a building still for being gay, or getting killed or get beheaded for being gay in Iran. And the other countries that people don't talk about, or standing against terrorism, or, maybe some actual heroic things. But it comes to the point where now just like in boys, if you're a boy, it's heroic. Now just like in girls, if you're a girl, it's heroic. Now just like in not just being black is heroic. You don't have to do nothing special. Just have more melanin than the other person, and that's your superpower. You're black. And that's what you get it. You get all the prizes because you're black. You're black. So you get it. You're gay. So you get all the virtue. You don't have to do anything virtuous. You don't have to abide by any laws. You're just gay. You know? It's weird. It's weird. These weirdos. They're weirdos. So that's enough of my rant about gay Superman. You need to keep your eyes on it. And also what bothers me is they're taking everything that a young man will look up to and kind of destroying it. If you haven't noticed that Teen Titans or anything that has like put males in a superhero position and things like that. I'm not going to keep on talking about superheroes, but this is my last statement. Anything that put a guy in a place of power, the world turns it and makes it goofy. So you have Teen Titans, which is a pretty decent show. Now you have Teen Titans Go, which makes every cartoon character goofy. You had Thundercats, right? Which was pretty cool, you know, Lion-O, things like that. They have Thundercats Roar, which was the most goofiest, retarded thing. They didn't even last that long. But it made Lion-O a goofball. What they do is disassemble everything that makes a boy look up to masculine energy. If they can destroy Batman, they'll destroy Batman. If they can destroy Superman, they'll destroy Superman. They already destroyed He-Man. They took He-Man for being the main character, and then he ended up, dying or something random like that. And now the lady, Taya, the side character, was now the main Superman, or they made Superman black or whatever, right? They try to disassemble everything that males can look up to and destroying it, right? But they build up everything female. I told you in the latest podcast, you know, Men Without Chest and the Curse of the Female Superhero. So you destroy all the male things so you could put females in there, right? So they could take the power. They don't have to earn it. They don't have to go through the strenuous exercises of writing lore or writing story about them. They could just jump right back, right in, and take over a mantle or something or other, right? I'm letting you know it's on purpose and it's strategic. Satan like he did in the garden, wants to flip the creator order, and has been trying to do that for years and has been successful in certain cases for years, decades, centuries, you know. And then another thing I want to talk about is I don't like Kyrie Irving because I think his stances are weird. He believes the earth is round, flat, and, you know, I don't know what type of witchcraft stuff he's into. I don't know all that stuff. But I do respect his stance on, this COVID vax. This COVID vax. I know he's a millionaire, so he got a whole lot backed up, and he got money, he got whatever. But the fact that he's willing to stand and not play the game that he trained all of his life to play at the highest level, no one can handle the ball like him. I don't see. Maybe Steph Curry got a little bit, but I think he could handle the ball a little bit better. But he's willing to make that stand. Now, he might fold later on when he starts losing money or whatever. But right now, I like me some Kyrie on the stance on things. And there's a whole lot of people that still, you know, on things. So that's all I got to say about that. This is just, a little rant. I was thinking about stuff on the way home and just wanted to get my thoughts out. But that's all. This is the end of the Car Chronicle. Y'all have a good day and stay out of trouble. And, you know, be a hero out there. All right. Peace.